Jonah paused as he was thinking, then continued in a very stressed out voice. He told the listeners,
"And they, right across, right at the creek there, they take them colored and put them on. They put them on a log, lay them down and fasten them. And whoop. You hear them boys hollering and praying on them logs. There was a colored whoop there. He gets whoop himself, if not do bad enough. Then they take them out down there and put them in jail. No one, no tell. What take place with them colored after? I don't know. To tell you the truth, when I think of it today, I don't know how I'm living. None of the rest of them that I know of is living. I'm the oldest one that I know that's living."
Jonah could see he was getting the children down, so he quickly changed his attitude.
"But still, I'm thankful to the Lord. Now, if the overseer wanted to send me, he'd never say, 'You could get a horse and ride.' You walk, you know, you walk. And you'd be barefooted and collapse. That didn't make no difference. You wasn't no more than a dog to some of them in them days. You wasn't treated as good as they treat dogs now. But still, I didn't like to talk about it. Because it makes people feel bad, you know. I could say a whole lot I don't like to say. And I won't say a whole lot more."
The silence of the audience was interrupted by a question from Chunky.
"Well, was your father a songster like you, Papa?"
Jonah had been taught by his papa to play many different instruments. He passed on this love of music to his son, Chunky. And even as an older man, Jonah's voice was always heard like an angel in church or out singing in the field.
"Almost over, almost over, almost over. Brother Don, Brother Don, Brother Don.
One of the youngest listeners spoke very softly.
"And what was it you sang about, Jonah? The cotton?"
He replied,
"Papa, your grandpap played nothing but old rhythms, the hymns. Papa was regular church man. When I was young, I didn't. Just hollered reels, just fiddle and reel, you know, all the time my singing. Everywhere you hears me, you hear me singing a song, a reel. And out in the field, that's what I do, hollering, singing reels.
Haven't done it, haven't done it, haven't done it. Ooh. Held a dawn in my rest.
He paused again, looking around at his audience. Then he said,
"About Little Joe. Little Joe, my Sam told me to pick a little cotton. The boy says don't, for the seed's all rotten. My Sam told me to pick a little cotton. My boy says don't, seed's all rotten. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker. Come too late to get your supper. That's all I remember about that one. But I do remember."
He paused again, looking around at his audience. Then he said,
"Well, I'll tell you, things come to me in spells, you know. I remember things more when I'm laying down than I do when I'm standing or when I'm walking around. Well, I belonged to a master when I was a slave. My mama belonged to master, but we was all slave children."
Jonah seemed to be able to talk about his past a little easier as he went on.
Now, in my boy days, why, boys lived quite different from the way they live now. But boys wasn't as mean as they are now either. Boys lived too. They had a good time. The masters, they didn't treat them bad, and they was always satisfied. They never wore no shoes until they was 12 or 13 year. And now people put on shoes on babies, you know? And when they're 2 year, when they're month old, I don't know how old they are. Put shoes on babies. Just as soon as you see them out in the street, they got shoes on. I told a woman the other day, I said, I'd never had no shoes till I was 13 years old, she say.
Well, but you bruise your feet all up and stump your toes.
I say, yes. Many times I stump my toes, the blood run out of them. That didn't make them buy me no shoes.
Jonah took a hit of his unlit pipe. He looked at it with displeasure as he set it down and kept talking.
And back then, I'd been worn a dress like a woman till I was, I believe, 10, 12, 13 year old.
A question could be heard coming from under a blanket from someone with a feminine voice that was thought to be fast asleep.
So you wore a dress, Jonah?
He answered her.
Yes, I didn't wear no pants and of course, I didn't make boys' pants. Boys wore dresses. Not only women's wear the dresses, and the boys wear the pants.
Jonah pointed to the person lying under the blanket and said to her,
colored people didn't have no beds when they were slaves. We always slept on the floor, pallet here and a pallet there, just like wild people. Oh, we didn't know nothing. Didn't allow you to look at no book. And then there were some freeborn colored people. Why they had a little education, but there was very, very, very few of them where he was.
The more Jonah spoke to his audience, the more he thought of memories to share with them.
And they all had what you call, I might call it now, jail centers. Was just the same as we was in jail. Now, I couldn't go from here across the street, or I couldn't go through nobody's house without I have a note or something from my master. And if I had that pass, that was what we called a pass. If I had that pass, I could go wherever he sent me. And I'd have to be back, you know, when whoever sent me to, They give me another pass, and I'd bring that back so as to show how long I'd been gone. We couldn't go out and stay an hour or 2 hours. We must be something like they say,